Time to talk Panther football. Mountain City head coach Taylor Stanford has the Panthers coming off another successful week last year, a 56-16 win over DeKalb. Coach, last week was the week where you got a team that hadn't won a game. They're on your schedule. You got to play them. I know everybody's looking forward to this week, even last week, because you're playing Rockport. So the kids came out. They did well. They kept their concentration. You got done what they had to do, obviously.
Yeah, I thought our guys did a good job through the week last week, keeping their minds right. We did a few extra things to try to get some guys through some of those bumps and bruises that happen this time of year. In the game on Friday, I thought we started a little slow. But, you know, with the senior night festivities beforehand, that throws a wrench in our normal schedule anyway. But then, you know, we kind of settled in and did a really good job then.
It's kind of tough. You know, is there something going on about every home game, isn't there, anymore? It's a homecoming or senior night or parents' night or whatever. It seems like every game there's something to kind of mess with the football team.
It does seem like there is a lot of stuff with home games that really throws a wrench in your schedule.
And I love the small school football. I love the eight-man game. And it's never more fun. I know it's got to be interesting for you. You go out there and you see the kids in their football uniforms playing in the band, playing the national anthem, things like that. It's just a part of small-time football, small school football here in where we live. It's kind of fun to watch.
It is. It is. You know, those guys are part of multiple groups, organizations throughout the school. So it's cool to see the kids that are involved in different things like that.
Last time I saw your Panthers was up at Fairfax against East Atchison. I think you were missing an offensive line starter that night. I know you had a couple of kids got dinged up a little bit that night in a hard-hitting game. How's the health of the Panthers going into this season finale of the regular season tonight?
You know, last week we took a lot of time trying to get some of those things ironed out, getting some of those healed up. I feel like our guys did a good job there, getting better last week. So I feel like we're not in a bad position where we're at now.
All right. Going into tonight, we're looking at districts, Mound City, locked in, number 3. I don't think you can move up or down, so the good news is there. Next week, you're going to be playing. You don't get the bye. I guess that's the bad news. The good news is back at Seglinski Field next week, the kids get at least one more shot at home.
Yeah, they do. As you said, with clinching that third seed, we get a home playoff game next week. So that's good that our guys get another chance to play on our field.
All right. The elephant in the room and running roughshod through eight-man football this year is the Rockport Blue Jays. Undefeated, scoring in bunches, and they don't give up much either. It sounds like they're about as good a team as we've seen around the area for a while.
Yeah, you know, they're a really good team. Their lineup there is super physical, but then they've got some skill guys on the edges. Their running back does a tremendous job for them, running downhill and hitting the holes that their line creates really quick. So we got to do a great job, especially up on the line this week, if we want to stay in the game.
Like I said, their defense has done very well. Also, I'm guessing, I mean, I've seen you do some strange things to me once in a while. We know Mount City is going to, they're going to pound the ball, they're going to run the ball, they're going to run the ball, and then all of a sudden you're coming out and you're throwing the ball all over the field. I don't expect that tonight. I would expect maybe keep away is the best way to try to defeat Rockport right now.
You know, that's one thing with, you know, with their really, their high-powered offense, that's one way to slow them down is keeping the ball away from them. Not letting them get possessions, kind of limiting those possessions. On the flip side of that, though, doing that, you got to make sure that you're getting 3 yards at a time,
mm-hmm.
Playing clean football and not giving the ball away.
Mm-hmm. And I tease you unmercifully all the time about only having the 3 plays, but you know I know there's a lot more to it, and I know your kids are capable of doing a lot more when you want them to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know there's always things that we work on throughout the season. That when it gets to this time of the year, you see a lot more of that stuff starts coming out. So that's our guys, I feel like, have done a really good job of, you know, working on that stuff all season to get where we're at.
All right, Coach, with that, we will call it good for the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you Friday night in the pregame show.
Thanks, John.
That is our Mountain City Coach's Show for this week. You can hear the Panthers take on Rockport 7 o'clock on Friday night on Sunny 101.3.